Execute justice for all their oppressed. Tub of reeking piss takes the blacks to the test. Chess needs to be destroyed right. Tub of this conduct will never turn by some. He is dead, camp and strikes great royal love. He does not always accuse, and does not stay angry. He does not deal with us as our diseases. He does not redeem us as our misdeeds deserve. So as the skies are high above the earth, so his loyal love towers over his face to follow at. As far as these days from the rest, so he removes the bit of our rebellious actions from us. As a flood of past conduct will launch his children, so the long past conduct will launch his fate to follow us. For he knows what we are made of, he realizes we are made of clay. Baker's life is like frost, like a flower in the field it flourishes. But when the hot wind blows by, it is a deep. That one can grow on the spot where it was rude. Not the old cotton will be just loyal not to his faithful followers. And his faithful to teddies and pants, to those who teach his covenant. Who are careful to obey his commands. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. Chased him the next tensils of reason. Raised the Lord, you ain't hands of shit. You dollar the laurels to carry out his decrees and obey his orders. Praise the Lord, all you Orioles of shit. You servants of shit who carry out his desires. Praise the Lord, all that he has made. Bemoan the regions of his kingdom. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Exodus 12:28-39.
The Israelites went and did just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron.
At midnight the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. Pharaoh arose in the night, he and all his officials and all the Egyptians, and there was a loud cry in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone dead. Then he summoned Moses and Aaron in the night, and said, "Rise up, go away from my people, both you and the Israelites. Go, worship the Lord, as you said. Take your flocks and your herds, as you said, and be gone. And bring a blessing on me too." The Egyptians urged the people to hasten their departure from the land, for they said, "We shall all be dead." So the people took their dough before it was leavened, with their kneading bowls wrapped up in their cloaks on their shoulders. The Israelites had done as Moses told them. They had asked the Egyptians for jewelry of silver and gold, and for clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they let them have what they asked. And so they plundered the Egyptians.
The Israelites journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides children. A mixed crowd also went up with them, and livestock in great numbers, both flocks and herds. They baked unleavened cakes of the dough that they had brought out of Egypt. It was not leavened, because they were driven out of Egypt and could not wait, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves.
Here ends the reading.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from Matthew 16:9-20.
Do you still not perceive? Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000, and how many baskets you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000, and how many baskets you gathered? How could you fail to perceive that I was not speaking about bread? Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Then they understood that he had not told them to beware of the yeast of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah.
Here ends the reading.
Thanks be to God.
To save us from
and performed at the walls of the port. The North Fort holds the great hub of art. 2 5 miles of swelling heartless, the lips of travel was dead. And to bind our feet into the way of ease, for into the portal and to the sun, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning it is now, and will be forever. We believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. We believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary. He's also comfortable just by that, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. To judge the living and the dead, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life of the lost in the dead. The Lord be with you, and also with you. On the Father in heaven, hallowed and be your name. Your kingdom come,
of the day.
Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ in his earthly life shared our toil and hallowed our labor, be present with your people where they work, Make those who carry on the industries and commerce of this land responsive to your will, and give to us all a pride in what we do, and a just return for our labor, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A collect for peace.
O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life and to serve you is perfect freedom, defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. A prayer for mission.
Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, and the love of God.